You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Many of you may have made New Year's resolutions to exercise more. If you want some encouragement, today's essayist, WPSU's Michelle Chernega, believes that being active makes an impact on more than just our physical well-being.
Eat better, feel less stressed, become more productive at work, have more patience, and use your credit card less? All these things and more have happened to me. Are they the result of having a regular exercise routine, as new research claims? I can't prove it, but I believe it. And believing something will work is necessary to making a habit stick. This too, according to research. I started by walking on my lunch break, and now, a decade later, I still use this time for fitness. I'll never forget the people who partner with me through the years, my exercise buddies. Val, Julia, Lisa, Denise, Terry, Joe, Susie, Mohammed, the Cool Blue Running Group, and the Joannes. They'll always be in my heart, for helping my heart. Having a buddy to help reach a fitness goal is great, but ultimately, you find you're on your own as they move on or you do. It will always be a matter of discipline to make an exercise routine permanent or to restart it when you have those inevitable breaks. I hate to sound trite, but I believe it when I say, if I can do it, you can do it. 15 years ago, with the end of my marriage and the adjustments of being back in a workforce as a single parent, I was looking for a way to feel good about myself. I figured, how hard could it be to walk every day? Little did I know that I'd be disciplined about that and very soon want to push myself harder and eventually not only be jogging, but be commuting to work by bicycle. And then more benefits of exercise became apparent to me. Better moods, sleep, stamina, pushing a then-diagnosed disease into remission, and unexpectedly and most wonderful of all, confidence. Confidence in something with merit, which then transferred into accomplishments in other areas of my life. I'm convinced that a fitness routine becomes part of your body's memory and you crave it. That's not to say that I like it all the time. One of my tricks is to tell myself, well, you don't have to do your full effort. Just get changed and go. And the next thing I know, I'm in the groove and going at it. I always feel great when it's done. Physically, of course, but it's the psychological part that gives me the immediate pat on the back. Yes, I did it today. I'm done. It's like a mental high five. I admire people who are active. It's work. I remember watching one of my first exercise buddies, Val. It's too rainy, I'd think, but I'd glance out the window and there she was walking with her umbrella. I want to inspire and encourage others like that. Find your motivation and your ways to make it stick. Try music or one of the new tech devices or recruit an exercise buddy. Read inspiring books. Reward yourself. Just try it because I believe being active can change your life, and I believe in you.
Michelle Chernega with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Chernega has worked in the membership department of WPSU for 8 years. Have you stuck to your New Year's resolutions? Write an essay and tell us what you believe in at wpsu.org/believe. With WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.